Hello everyone. If we've been successful with the Year 8 RE syllabus, you'll now be beginning to realise that ideas people take for granted as obviously true can be called into question. Studying ethics will have given you great insight into how easy it is to disagree on whether a course of action is right or wrong, and that even when two parties agree on what is right, they might do so for entirely different reasons. Studying ethics will not only have helped you to develop critical and abstract thinking skills, but will have also prepared you for the GCSE course. There are between 7 and 8 billion people on Earth, and over half of that number identify as either Christian or Muslim. The GCSE Religious Education course includes an in-depth study of what Christians and Muslims believe, and how these beliefs compare with those of humanists and atheists. The course involves an investigation of how these beliefs affect the day-to-day lives of those who hold them, with a particular focus on how it affects their outlook when it comes to ethical issues. All of us, whether we're religious or not, are affected by each area of study in the GCSE course. We will make decisions on who we wish to have relationships with, whether we want to get married, and if we ever want to have children. Students studying RE will consider all of these questions, in addition to considering more controversial ideas, such as which methods of family planning, if any, are acceptable, whether men and women play an equal role in family life, and why people are still affected by gender prejudice and discrimination. Statistically speaking, one of every two people you will ever meet on Earth will hold the Christian and Muslim view that the universe was created by God, and that all life, but human life in particular, has inherent value due to it being a gift from God. Students will be asked to contemplate whether they agree that human life is inherently valuable, and how differing opinions on this will affect people's opinions on ethical issues such as abortion and euthanasia. Students will also be guided to consider how opinions on whether death is the end of our existence might affect how we treat each other and the world we live in. In addition to the topics of marriage and the family and matters of life and death, students will also study crime and punishment and peace and conflict. It goes without saying that all people, everywhere, are affected by crime and how it is dealt with. RE students will investigate what justice actually means, considering how different people's attitudes to the aims of punishing criminals affects how criminals are treated when incarcerated. They will also examine how our justice system compares to that of other countries in terms of how effective it is at reducing crime and reforming criminals. Students will end their study of crime and punishment by asking whether it is ever right to execute a criminal, and if so, under what circumstances. When studying peace and conflict, students will spend time deliberating when, if ever, it is acceptable for a nation to go to war. As part of their studies, they will evaluate the merits of pacifism and also the arguments for and against nuclear disarmament. By the end of the course, all students studying religious education will not only have developed a far better understanding of the motivations and actions of the people around them, but will have also developed a deeper understanding of their own beliefs and viewpoints. What's more, students will be able to justify and argue for their viewpoints in a logical and articulate manner. The RE department is adept at producing critical thinkers with excellent reasoning skills, and so it shouldn't be surprising that it also has a record of producing excellent GCSE results. By the time they begin their GCSE studies, students will already have had 2 years of practicing answering GCSE style questions, coached on how to do so by specialist teachers who are also examiners. 3 years of studying under those same teachers who share a genuine passion for their subject will likely result in students achieving outstanding GCSEs and to RE maintaining its status as one of the most successful departments in a very successful school.